Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, let me tell you one thing now. You are in for a treat, because listen up. I've been told that the average person consumes 302 cloves of garlic each and every year.
Wow.
And I can almost guarantee you that we are going to be coming dangerously close in just the next hour, because we're broadcasting live from the Wild Garlic Grill on First Avenue, just north of Grant. The party is just getting underway. We are smack dab in the middle of happy hour. We've got $2 off glasses of wine, $3 off well drinks, and we've got garlic in surround sound. Come on here and enjoy the season, the abundance of the stinking roads, as we celebrate the most delicious hour on radio every Saturday at 5 o'clock. And now, sitting in the coveted celebrity co-host seat, a man who has not been on this show yet. He is making his On the Menu Live debut, but he is certainly no stranger to the airwaves. He's been on the Tucson radio waves for decades. Sorry.
That's true.
The host of Tucson Morning News on 104.1 KQTH, the Honorable Mike Rapp, is in the house.
What a great welcome.
Man, oh man, I gotta tell you, this is like a milestone in my broadcast career, because you and I, we actually get a chance to chat on your show every Friday.
A real fun chance.
You're coming on to my show. I wake up with you every morning.
Well, that's very kind. Tell your friends.
So this is a kind of a big deal. I'm all a quiver, Mike Rapp.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, and you quiver on the other side of the table. Nice joint.
I tell you what,
the Wild
Garlic Grill. I mean, I'm telling you, when the chef Stephen Schultz brought his Parisian influences to this restaurant, I mean, the place has just erupted with popularity. We're talking garlic cocktails, we're talking garlic cuisine, mm-hmm. and the man who celebrates these beautiful bulbs and their abundance is going to be joining us a little bit later on.
Crazy way into it, up from the Gilroy. Those boys up there grow a ton of garlic out there. Like 90% of the garlic that we consume in the United States comes right out of there and comes down the highways and byways right here through Tucson, and it's just a wonderful bulbous thing, like you talked about. You know, I was looking a little bit about garlic before I came in today, and I was thinking, you know, I always equate it with Italian food, but of course,
right.
its history is all Asian. I mean,
that's
everybody.
Right.
And,
fascinating.
And it came down around the Mediterranean ring there, northern Africa and all around through southern Europe, and it was really kind of part of that spice road. Then it would hit the channel there, the English Channel, and stop. And it would go north from there and stop and get the Germans and stop. And all those people that came over to the United States didn't have any garlic with them.
Mm.
And I grew up in like the Ohio area around in there, and it was meat and potatoes, and you know what, I'll tell you what, a nice crash, get some corn and some salt and pepper. Salt and pepper was probably as far as we really went.
Really pushing the seasoning boundaries.
Yeah, and then I got a chance, and I got to go to high school in New Jersey, and suddenly I was immersed in garlic. And it has been part of me forever, and I think it's just a wonderful central ingredient for an organization.
Well, I'm interested to know, Mike Rapp, you know, I have the pleasure of watching you post frequently about a darn near every Bloody Mary you've ever encountered. Because on Facebook, you whenever you are stopped in your tracks by a life-changing Bloody Mary, with all of the garnishes, have you ever actually seen garlic being used as a garnish for some of these bloodies?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had one that had a garlic rub on it. It was a little crostini. And they had roasted this garlic up, and it was just sitting on there. They were stacked on the stick, and they stuck it down into the red liquid juice goodness, and it was just like, it was unbelievable. And you're right, you know, these are track stopping.
Yeah, they seriously are. Place,
yeah.
I mean, the Bloody Mary, I mean, it's like a meal in a glass. I even saw a picture the other day that was like a little mini slider.
Yeah.
A cheeseburger that was skewered and dunked right into the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
A man after my own heart, Mike Rapp.
I believe there was a beef rib on top of it and a couple of stuffed eggs and, you know, some shrimp hanging off the side of it. Yeah, bring me a plate.
I love it. You know, we know you love Bloody Marys. What are you liking on the Tucson food scene these days, Mike?
Well, I like the way we're recovering, to tell you the truth. You know, everybody took a big hit there,
yeah.
And I'm seeing all these guys coming back and women coming back with some remarkable products and some courageous products. And downtown, obviously, is stimulating a lot of activity. But even on the peripheral of downtown, right here in this venerated spot, there's been all kinds of restaurants over the year.
That's right.
You know, we're seeing things like this come up that really are providing a, you know, a unique image for somebody who wants to go out and have an image experience, and also a very high quality culinary experience, and you don't got to get a loan.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's what I think I'm seeing is the, you know, the recovery, and we're seeing a lot of new good stuff happen.
And Tucson has really become a legitimate food town. I mean, people all over the world are talking about Tucson.
Big grades.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking to Mike Rapp. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on this live broadcast from the Wild Garlic Grill. Of course, he is the host of Tucson Morning News from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday on 104.1 KQTH. Now, what time are you getting out of bed on weekdays?
Are we going to talk about breakfast?
We are, because I'm curious to know. Like I said, when I hit the snooze bar and I finally decide to get out of bed, your voice is the first thing
well,
I hear,
you know,
every morning.
I've been doing this for so long that it is. There's a chemistry to it. I'm sleep deprived. I'm food deprived, and so I get up in the morning and I make sure I hydrate, and then it's coffee.
Is that okay? Does the Bloody Mary come before the coffee, or does the Bloody Mary come on the console of the broadcast?
Sadly, you know, there's some things you just can't do.
I understand. Speak for yourself, Mike Rapp.
And I've seen many radio personalities over the years who are not afraid of a big shot of something first thing in the morning.
I wonder who that could be.
Oh, my goodness.
But what fuels your energy, your drive? You are presiding over two coveted hours on morning drive time. What fuels you? What do you need for breakfast to get through those 2 hours?
I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to talking to our guests from Yellow Brick Coffee.
Yeah, okay. Because you're a coffee guy.
It is caffeine, baby.
Right on.
I don't want to make people, you know, get scared about anything. You know, like I'm some kind of maniac and they're mainlining, you know, some kind of Yukon whatever, you know. But it is coffee, and a real good cup of coffee with a, you know, little nice little cream in there, something like that, is bracing, you know. And when you talk about 2 hours, you know, it doesn't stop. You can't put on a record.
Yeah, right.
And play, you know, here's Freebird, you know, we'll be back in 15 minutes. You gotta be on the whole time. So, you know, a cup of coffee for me is where it's at. Then after that, I've been trying to get into some more grains and some more fruits and some more, activity like that. But, you know, darn it, I drive by those Nico's.
Yes,
taco
you do.
Shops.
Yes, breakfast burrito, little chorizo,
do you know
potatoes,
what they have in there?
Cheese. Talk to me.
I'm trying to move beyond that.
All right, so back to the grains and the fruits then.
The grains and the fruits, no, you know, and I'm learning that things like, we've been told not to eat eggs and stuff like that. It's a big lie.
It is a big lie. And I can tell you, if there's anybody that does not eat eggs or someone that subscribes to the no egg philosophy, I can guarantee you, they're not listening to this show, Mike Rapp. We love eggs in any way they can come out.
Oh, our friend James D. Harris in the afternoon is some kind of, what would you call him, an ovophobe or something? An ovophile? An ovophile is what he'd be. He's so into it, he collects them from around the world.
He
had this giant blue egg on his console the other day, and I was afraid to ask what bird it came from. It was frightening. I was terrified the thing would hatch. Whatever would come out would kill me.
We want everybody to tune in and listen to Mike Rapp Live every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on 104.1 KQTH. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, as you said,
there is
a coffee craftswoman.
I'm looking forward to talking
in the house, the lovely Anna Pereira from Yellow Brick Coffee is in On the Menu Live. On the other side of this break, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North First Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour here at the Wild Garlic Grill on First Avenue, just north of Grant. Having a great time here with our celebrity co-host, host of Tucson Morning News on 104.1 KQTH, the Honorable Mike Rapp is back with
us. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And, you know, our next guest is like a superhero.
To me.
To anyone who pledges their allegiance to caffeine like you do on a daily basis, there is nobody in our audience that does not know from Yellow Brick Coffee, the Honorable Anna Pereira. Anna, how are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Nice to have you back, girl.
Thank you.
So what was it? A couple of months ago, your first appearance on this show, we were actually partying in the parking lot of 1055 Brewing Company and Three Wells Distilling, sort of experiencing this kind of craft beverage block party, and that really kind of grew, and now this place is like a legitimate craft beverage district now down there.
Yeah, that's so true. So I met you at our block party, which was celebrating 1055, Three Wells, Green Feet, and Yellow Brick Coffee. We all came together and put up tents in the parking lot and threw this wild block party, and it was fantastic. And we're starting to do the same thing once a month from here on out. I'm here today to talk about 4th on 44th, which will be a monthly block party. So every fourth Saturday of the month, meaning that a week from today is going to be our kickoff event. We're going to throw a block party. We're closing down the parking lot between 1055 and Three Wells, and we're going to have live music, and we're going to have games, and we're going to have food trucks, and it's going to be a wonderful celebration of our little craft industrial district.
Isn't that fun, Mike?
I think that is so cool when we see all the different parts of Tucson opening up. That's what I was talking about earlier, that revival that we're seeing in town, you know, that recovery. We're seeing people who are energetic, people who are motivated, people with vision, really, to come up with something like this and to work together like this. I think it's a great thing, and it's a sign of a healthy economy.
I'll say so, and I love the fact that this is in kind of a part of town that several years ago, you know, few people knew about. And so remind our listeners, Anna, exactly where this is all happening on January the 28th, and we'll get into the details in a bit, but where exactly is this craft beverage district located?
Right, so 4th on 44th is located just beyond the corner of South Dodge and 44th. Mm-hmm. Main crossroads would be like South Palo Verde and Ajo. And just going to be tucked away in the parking lot where you can find 1055 and Three Wells. And down around there, there's just a few of us that are starting to kind of sprout up. Mm-hmm. Just over the past like 4 years, we've been growing steadily. There's now three existing breweries down there. There's the craft distiller.
Can you believe that?
There's
Mike?
Us, craft so cool. Roasting coffee. There's two more breweries that are about to pop up in the next few months.
What's in common with you guys down there? What do you hear the same thing out of all the other owners and workers down there?
Yeah, we're craftspeople. We really like honing
art.
In on the
These are artisans. They are craftspeople. And whether that's talking about a beautiful, intentionally roasted coffee to a spirit that is made from prickly pear fruit.
I'm there.
There really is, there's no stopping the imagination down there. So how is it kind of set up? So the parking lot is going to be kind of closed and roped off. And are you going to have kind of booths to kind of walk around, a little shot of coffee, little sip of the prickly pear spirit? Spirits, some 1055 Green Feet beers. How's that all going to work?
That's exactly right. Yep. Each of us will have a tent set up. We're going to be closing down the parking lot, so barricades on other sides. We'll have food trucks, two food trucks coming in, Fat Noodle and
Somebody else is really good.
Somebody else. Well, they better be, because Ada Pereira has very high standards.
I bet.
She's not going to let any truck from the culinary convoy show up at 4th on 44th without her blessing.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, now, are there tickets that people have to buy in advance? You just show up and kind of pay as you go?
It's actually free to the public. And I do want to say it's Gigi's Fusion Food Truck, and we're super excited to have them
awesome.
There. So it is free to the public. We're accepting donations. In fact, I definitely want to mention that every month we're benefiting a different charity. So this month's charity is TPOA, Tucson Police Officers Association.
Well done, Anna. Yeah, fantastic.
And we are selling tickets, drink tickets, and a portion of all those proceeds will benefit TPOA. So you can come in for free, donations accepted. Purchase drink tickets and visit all the booths and, come enjoy some food and some cocktails. We're actually having, 7 Cups Fine Teas are going to be setting up a booth as well. They've got a warehouse that people don't necessarily know about, but it's in our same craft industrial district.
So much fun. And this is all happening again. It's starting monthly, the fourth Saturday of every month. It's called 4th on 44th. That means it's happening on January the 28th from noon to 4 p.m.
Right.
And the exact address is 3790 East 44th Street. And it's live music and food trucks and games, craft beer, coffee, spirits, and more. So get down there, join the party, experience this really cool kind of craft beverage district that Anna and her group have put together. Now, you're from Yellow Brick Coffee.
Yes, that's right.
I would imagine this is like busy season for you.
Get us
current on what's going on. Are you still doing a little microfoam on the top of that cold pressed coffee?
Of course.
Wow. Seriously.
Yes, our cold brew pulled with nitrogen, so it's got little microfoam nitrogen bubbles. We actually did a cupping class and a roasting class earlier today, so that's where I'm coming from. I'm all hyped up on caffeine right now.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I've always wanted to go to a cupping. You and I have some unfinished business, because I want to figure out a way to do that. I want to figure out a way to experience that, because I've heard of cuppings, and I heard that the sound of a cupping with the slurping is like a series of, you have to slurp the coffee when you're cupping, right?
Yeah, we comment. You can either slurp well or you're just not doing it.
Okay,
right.
Now give us a quick demo.
Oh, no.
I want to know.
have something to slurp.
I need
Put
to
me
know.
On the spot.
Well, yeah, so give me the Ana Pereira Yellow Brick Coffee cupping slurp.
This
is,
I don't know.
This
if
is
I
exactly
can do
what
this
it needs to sound like. You're not going to do it? It's good. Okay.
Why don't you give me your best?
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Ana Pereira with Yellow Brick Coffee. I'm going to clean off my microphone during the commercial break. But anyway, 4th on 44th, all the information is up all over Facebook. Thank you to you and your team for everything you do to help keep us all libated with love and intention. And we'll see you down there on the 28th.
Thank you so much. Yeah, check out our Facebook page, 4th on 44th.
4th on 44th awesome. On Facebook. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued and beloved sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be libating here. We're going to be having some cocktails.
Yeah.
Wild Garlic Grill style in this live broadcast for the Wild Garlic Grill. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I think that fall is one of the most delicious seasons of the year. So please join me in celebrating the flavors of fall at a restaurant that takes this season seriously. Commoner & Co. Start with a bruleed blue cheese tart with a ginger snap crust, or a fall harvest salad with a bounty of butternut squash, red apples, and spiced pumpkin seeds. And then warm your soul with a bowl of rigatoni bolognese with Wagyu beef, mozzarella curd, and ricotta. You'll also enjoy a number of other dishes that represent the year's harvest, as well as some fun fall cocktails that are being shaken and stirred even as I speak, like right now. And on Mondays, all season long, it's half off all bottles of wine. Fall is officially in season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live in the middle of happy hour here at the Wild Garlic Grill. Again, $2 off all glasses of wine, $3 off well cocktails here. And it's always a happy hour when our celebrity co-host Mike Rapp is in the house. Mike, this is a lot of fun.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much for having me. I've been thinking about it for so long to come down and just stop in and watch you do this. And now you've invited me to stop by and meet all these wonderful people. I'm really looking forward to hearing from this guy, the sommelier.
I tell you, and not just a sommelier, this is a level two sommelier.
There's something about
a level mind. Two. I mean, I don't know that I'm ready for level two.
You got to be careful, man. You're quivering over there over this sort of thing.
And it's On the Menu Live debut, level two sommelier here at the Wild Garlic Grill, our friend Chris Rizak. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Chris.
Nice to
Thank
see you, man.
Thank you.
So you got to be like one of the busiest guys in town. I mean, when you are curating the kind of wine list that has to be a perfect companion to the cuisine that's coming out of Chef Stephen's kitchen. I mean, how do you begin putting together that list? Because one of the things I've heard about people time and time again, I've experienced it myself, is, you know, it's not one of these 500-page wine lists. You got to hit on all cylinders on every kind of varietal that you want. How do you begin to kind of weave the wine story into the Wild Garlic Grill experience?
Well, a lot of it is you start out with your flavor profiles. You find out exactly what works with all the different foods and the varietals and how they match up. Now, that gets into the complicated side of it, but it's also very simple. What tastes good works well with other items. So a lot of times what I try to do is try to step out a little bit of the straightforward Cabernets with meats and this and that, and find those unique flavors that work with it. It's basically the flavor profiles is a lot what we go by.
What's Chef like? I mean, is he, you have to talk him down every once in a while, or has he got, has he got a good idea what he wants? Or
fortunately, we have similar palates. I would say the chef is he comes from the kind of the same school I do. We're kind of demystifying food and wine. Uh-huh. It shouldn't be as complicated as a lot of people make it. And I think that's a part of it, and that makes it the whole experience better.
I'm looking up here on the featured wines. He's got that nice Malbec there, that South American wine.
Yeah.
And are you moving more of those kinds of products into your list here just to mix it up a little bit like you were talking about?
Malbec is a pretty popular varietal right now, and it does go well with a lot of what we do in the meats and the different flavors on that. A lot of the spices.
Because I still got a lamb going here and all these mm-hmm. other kinds of things.
Yeah. Lamb. A lot of times, depending on the, you know, from a rack to a shank, you get, once again, different oil contents and this
right.
and that. You know, you can go into the straight Burgundy wines, or you can kick it in with some nice blends. I like the conundrum that we use with that, where you got a little bit of Zinfandel, a little Petite Syrah that also
Ooh.
Pulls out some smoke, a little tar in there.
Yeah.
Pulling out some smoke, my crap.
I can feel it.
This is a level
I
two
song. I can feel it. You don't want to pull any smoke out of me, though.
You know why I would not make it through sommelier training? I'm going to tell you what. Because you got to do a lot of spitting.
Yeah.
And I might do a lot, I do a lot of slurping, but I don't do a lot of spitting. So you got to actually, spit a lot on your sommelier training.
Yeah, well, especially when you're doing your test itself. I mean, one of the keys is keeping your palate clean.
Right.
And so you can go in those layers. So once again, the basics, you work from the lighter to the bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a fair amount of spitting, but I tell you, occasionally when you get those really nice ones, you may not spit quite as much on.
Just take a big old gulp of that. Yeah.
You're doing wines here by the glass. You're doing wine. Oh, look at this. It's like celebrity day. You know who just walked in the door? The birthday girl herself, Sheila Jonas, is here with her handsome hubby, Dino Jonas, from Tino's Pizza.
Oh,
right. Now they're going to be mad at me that I busted him out on live radio. Who's making the pizzas at Tino? Trust me, I think Dimitri's in the house. He's got you all taken care of. But I love the fact that you kind of have thought about every kind of story that the wine tells when you're matching them with great cuisine. Now, we're thinking about one of the things that's on this special board tonight. You've got this 10-ounce black Angus filet.
Get out of here.
Danish blue cheese
crust. Oh, man.
What's the wine that you say must go with this particular dish?
Well, if I was pulling something off the line list, once again, if I'm going on that straight match, a nice northern Napa, Rutherford, Veeder Mountain, Cabernet is going to work with that. It's going to give you those deep flavors, that real elegant fruit, nice, easy tannins with nice, late, concentrated acid. But I also like...
Sorry, now, I don't know if you noticed it. Mike Rapp is starting to tremble.
Yeah.
He's trembling.
But also, occasionally, I like your Amola Merlot as well. It's got a nice little coca note that will bring out that, once again, those flavors you're going to get with that deep truffle oil that's going on there.
Gorgeous.
Another one. You know, either way, I would look at it this way. If you're doing big fruit, I'd go with the cab. If you want something a little more integrated with the different flavors and the textures, I'd probably do that Merlot.
Wow. Absolutely gorgeous. Now, the libation story here at the Wild Garlic Grill, wine is a centerpiece. It is an anchor moment in the Wild Garlic Grill experience. But when I begin my culinary journey here at the Wild Garlic Grill, I always go cocktail. I always sit up at the bar, which is one of the, I think, the coolest bar atmospheres in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, it is.
And when we're talking about cocktailing here at the Wild Garlic Grill, talk about another busy dude, a guy that shakes and stirs even as we speak. Give it up to bartender here, Dallas Dielinger is in the house.
Thank you.
So, Dallas, awesome. I got to ask you, look, you brought things for us to try.
Well, I sure did, yeah. We've got our garlic teeny here.
Garlic teeny.
Yep. That's a cornerstone here, obviously. Us being the garlic, the Wild Garlic
Pass
Grill.
Pass it over here, Matt.
Yes. Okay. So you can't do a martini without garlic at the Wild Garlic Grill.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right.
Well, so look at it. Right.
How are you putting this cocktail together?
Yeah.
So what we're doing, we're just starting with our minced and roasted garlic. Mince it up. A pinch, maybe 2 pinches, depending on how garlic you want to get. If you're looking for that kiss at the end of the night, I wouldn't go too many pinches, right?
This segment brought to you by Altoids.
and then a generous pour of vodka. Shake it up real good. So you had that, when we brought them out, the little froth on the top there. That's the garlic oils. And it sips nicely.
Oh, man.
The froth on the top of the garlic tini is actually from the oil
of
the garlic. All right, salute, Mike.
It kind of has the image of a foggy night in London there, kind of a lurid thing to look through. It's very sexy.
You might end up, a foggy night in London at the end of the day.
Oh, that just tells the story right there. Yeah. The garlic is not overwhelming, so it's just a little bit of, now is this a 1 or a 2 pinch?
That's a 1, yeah.
This is a 1?
Yeah, I don't want to go
very
too crazy
nice.
For you guys.
Okay.
You know?
Very nice.
Right. You've got a lot of garlic coming at you, I know.
So a lot of garlic.
You can see this coming up with an appetizer or something like that. Do you see an appetizer out there that folks like with this?
Oh, yeah, the grilled garlic shrimp.
Garlic shrimp. Yeah. We're actually going to be trying that a little bit later on.
And I know you are, and that's going to go perfect with it. Yeah.
I don't want you to go away. We have to take a quick news break. In fact, a couple sponsors. We're going to continue our tasting journey here with Dallas Seeliger and Chris Rizak on this live broadcast from On the Menu Live from the Wild Garlic Grill. Stick around. We'll be right back.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer taking journalists to task for what he called irresponsible and reckless coverage of crowd sizes at President Trump's inauguration.
There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well.
The president continued that narrative during his first official visit to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia.
Incredible remarks that were really all over the map in terms of topic. He spent several minutes defending the crowds at his inauguration and using that to once again slam the media for not covering it properly.
ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. Across the world, women and some men turned out to protest the Trump presidency. Madonna appeared at the big one in Washington.
The revolution starts here.
Police in the nation's capital arrested 230 individuals during protests on Friday. They will be facing charges of felony rioting. Richard Cantu.
I'm Kega, 9 on your side. Chief Meteorologist Aaron Christensen. Winter storm warning still above 5,500 feet where we will see snow through our Saturday. Now, as far as rain in the valley is concerned, there's a 70% chance for rain Saturday before noon. After that, mostly cloudy skies. 54 for a high Saturday, 61 and partly cloudy skies on Sunday. You can find the first warning weather anytime at Kega9.com.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious. Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH in this live garlic-driven broadcast from the Wild Garlic Grill on First Avenue, just north of Grant.
Yeah.
Here with my celebrity co-host Mike Rapp making his way through that garlic teeny like a champion.
Matt, I got to tell you, this is something special. This kid over here has got something up his sleeve. I don't know what if he's just put garlic in this or something else too. A little romance, a lot of love.
So you got another cocktail for us to try.
We sure do. Yeah, we've got our wild garlic sangria. No garlic in this one. You know,
kind of refreshing.
Yeah, a little refreshing.
Yeah. How's this put together?
So what we've got here, we've got some fresh juices in there. A little peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
Another heavy dose of vodka, as always here, and then topped with a red wine of whatever we think, whatever the person's ordering, whatever we think is going to pair best with this.
Yeah, I'm saying, where's this going? What's this going with?
You know, this might be a after dinner drink.
Maybe something at lunch.
When you're not
love
finished
for lunch. I love this guy.
Something with lunch with a barbecue chicken salad that we've got here. Or something like that. Yeah,
wow.
The fruits are going to be nice with that. Right?
Oh, I can see it with that barbecue chicken salad.
Sure.
Isn't that good, Matt?
Gosh, you know, a great cocktail, Dallas, is all about great balance.
That's true.
So when you're weaving together all of these ingredients, you've really hit the ratio is great. Because when you're using the sweet flavors of peach, you know, you got to be really careful. You've sort of reined it in, so it's just a little bit of a kiss. That succulent peach note is there. Again, this is a beautiful cocktail, too.
It is lovely.
Lots of color coming out of here. Is this fresh mint as a garnish?
Oh, yes.
Got a cherry, got an orange here, and it's served in a glass that is a pretty big glass.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like I'm on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud.
Is this a shaken kind of deal? No,
this is all layered.
Layered.
It's all layered. So
I love
it
when you layer, Dallas.
Yeah. It's going to come looking like a beautiful sunset, and then you mix it up.
I know, it's lovely.
So this is the wild garlic sangria.
That's right, yeah.
Here, put together by the very loving and gifted hands of Dallas Seeliger. He is libating wild garlic style. He's introduced us to some killer cocktails.
Extraordinary.
But anyway, Dallas, thanks so much for hanging out with us. And I have one more question for our level two.
Sam,
is level three in your future, by the way? Is that just a game changer? When you go to 2 to 3, do you got to like put the rest of your life on hold?
Yeah, the jump from 3 to Grandmaster and that is massive. Yeah.
Well, are you able to manage this all here, or do you have to bring a whole bunch of wine home with you? I mean, you know, it's like
follow that car.
Yeah, you know, not necessarily that you would bring it home in an untoward way, but are you stocking up at your house? Do you have a lot of things that you keep?
I have a little cellar at home.
Size like a garage.
Well, I mean, part of doing this is, you know, people sell their wine. They want you to try it.
Yeah.
They want to know what it is. I mean, you got to know what you're drinking. So, yeah, there is a little bit of a benefit with it. But once again, back to, like I said, a lot of times you're spitting it out when you're at work.
Yeah.
Well,
I promise no spitting for me. Now, my final question to you before we free up your seats for the lovely Marie Gordine Schultz, which is one of the funnest names to say on this program.
She's going to cut my hair.
And Chef Stephen Schultz, what's the one selection on the wine list? What's the one that you believe is most representative of who Chris Rizak is as a som, as a human, as a spirit? If someone wants to be Chris Rizak for a night, what wine are they drinking?
Well, now see, this might be one of those little deviations that I have with the chef. I'm a big fan of a lot of Rhone wines.
Right on.
German ones.
Yeah, yeah. Alsatians. We don't carry that. You know, but a lot of it's how it fits into our menus and the profiles and the flavors with that. I wouldn't say there's anything that particularly stands out there, but anybody knows my background. I'm a pretty big Burgundy Pinot guy.
Nice.
So I do like playing around with those, and we've got a couple on our list as well that match well with all those items. You know, I like that big, simple cherry with a nice late tannics and nice and tight acid, just
absolutely
that delicateness that you get out of a good Burgundy.
Come on in here and meet Chris Rezac for yourself. Find out how just how tight acid can be when it is poured in a glass of wine that that Chris himself has curated and served for you. Anyway, Chris Rezac and Dallas Seeliger libating everybody here at the Wild Garlic Grill. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well,
so, Dallas, we're going to ask you to take your headset off and give it to the woman of the hour. We're going to have Chris relinquish his headset for the chef as soon as he comes from a very busy expedition kitchen. But anyway, it is an honor and a privilege for me to welcome our next guest, because when we're thinking about what's happening at the back of the house, when we're thinking about what's happening at the center of the plate,
right,
Chef Stephen Schultz is presiding. When you walk into this setting is all about our next guest, because she personally took everything into consideration when she decided what she wanted to do with this super funky building that they took over a couple of years ago. She's going to tell us the story. The owner of the Wild Garlic Grill, our very good friend, Maddie Gordon Schultz. Yeah. Maddie, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're going to just put you the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth right there so we can all hear you. So I got to ask you. So we're driving down First Avenue, just north of Grant, Wild Garlic Grill. When you think about what's happening in here, when you're thinking about the journey that your husband took on the culinary scene, he went over to Paris. He studied with the best Parisians. He brought that spirit back to his native, I think, Tucson. And he has created this world-class culinary experience, and you decided that the setting for the Wild Garlic Grill was going to be in an old
drive-in.
Where did that story start, Maddie?
Well, I guess it started just being a native Tucsonan and driving.
So you've
past
seen
here.
This corner for a while. You had your eye on it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm an ex-Lancer, so we were in this quadrant for a long time. In my time, this was a Sanchez Burrito Company.
Oh, I've been here when it was. We had a burrito eating contest here that didn't go well. But I'll tell you right now, this is a really nice design in here. And you're a design. You have a design background too. In terms of style, anyway.
And flair, and energy, and rhythm, and poetry, and dance, and song. This is Maddie Gordon Schultz.
And coiffure.
I need you
and
in the morning. Morning affirmation.
Really?
That's right. But you really did. I mean, take a look. The art is so much a part of the Wild Garlic Grill experience. I mean, talk a little bit about the art that you have here.
A lot of our art is from local artists in town. In fact, one of our personal assistants, Mark Molina, he is a childhood friend of mine, and he is MAM, and he does all like the local skeleton pictures and whatnot, the folk art.
Nice.
And it was a kid I met in parochial school, and we've always hung his stuff up here, and it sells really well. And the other artists are just different local artists that have asked to put up their art, and we're thrilled to have them.
Well, it all works really well style-wise, is what I'm thinking. And you pointed out the bar earlier. You know, I was thinking, how are they going to get a bar in here? You know, how's that going to work?
Exactly.
And it's great. You know, you said, I'd rather stop there and say hello to, you know, the bartender before you get too far into the restaurant.
That's right, and it's there's no mystery why when you walk in the door, the first thing you see is the bar.
Yeah.
So have a seat, watch the guys go to work. It's just
inviting.
Extraordinary. Right, exactly. So when we're talking about, now, you know, Stephen has been in the restaurant business for many, many years. He's had some great concepts. He's worked at some of the best restaurants, I think, in the world.
Absolutely.
When he is going to create this new concept from scratch, what is it about garlic that really drives the conversation here? I mean, I would hate to even ask how much garlic you go through in a week here. At the
oh, my gosh. I'm surprised Gilroy has any garlic left. We go through an amazing amount of garlic, and the reasoning behind there, it's just the sheer passion of garlic, just what the aroma brings forward. It's just, it's a beautiful ingredient to work with, and it pairs well with many dishes. And it pairs well with many of his dishes because he is a classically trained French chef who is a Southwestern kid. So the mélange goes really well when you're doing fusion dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're hearing about sort of, you know, you mentioned fusion. You want this restaurant to be, people have never been here before, and I'd frankly be shocked if there was anybody listening to this show that has never been to the Wild Garlic Grill. But in case, how would you describe kind of that French-California fusion, almost wine country style cuisine here?
Well, he invented it, actually. He calls it California French infused. But I like to call it a modern French restaurant. And that comes basically from working in the Salinas Valley area for him. He was the executive chef at the Carmel Valley Ranch, and that's when he was introduced to all the beautiful produce. And that was one thing that we had in common, being that I was an agriculture kid. I'm a first-generation American, and, of course, we came through being agriculture family.
Well, yeah.
My father specialized in tomatoes, so I spent every summer of my life, my entire life, in the Salinas area harvesting tomatoes.
Well, you know, I think about some of these influences that people have, and, you know, you guys, so you probably, you know, before you're going to bed at night, you know, you're just sort of nodding off and you're thinking about business. What's the next restaurant? Do you have any idea what you might do?
Oh, my gosh.
Because obviously you have just a whole bunch of...
I love that. Are we breaking news? Are we going to make a big announcement?
Look at all this food here.
Seriously.
He's got so much to work through. Is there something next?
You know, we love, just because we're both very creative, and we love to fantasize. And, of course, we think of a lot of crazy ideas. But truly, you know, what my husband does is one great restaurant. He obviously learned the hard way.
Dedicated, huh?
Yes, and he puts such heart and soul into every single dish. He is up early in the mornings in our garden harvesting all the fresh herbs and spices and whatever ingredients we can use that we provide ourselves.
So he's not going to come out with a beret on one morning and say, "Je suis Stefan, and we're going to have a French restaurant. It's going to be classic. We're going to get the snails out and the mushrooms and that kind of thing."
Oh, he does that too.
But one of the things that I hear time and time again, the very first time I came here, one of the things that struck me is when you're thinking about the story of this restaurant, when you're thinking about the journey that you and Stephen took, when you're thinking about his background and this menu, your price point is, I mean, talk about an approachable place to come eat.
Oh, yeah, amen to that, right?
Seriously.
Well, he believes everybody should have beautiful food. It shouldn't be a socioeconomic luxury. Everybody should have beautiful food. We've gotten into a world where everything's processed and whatnot. I mean, I grew up in a very humble home, but being an agriculture kid, I always had a tomato. I always knew what fresh was. And I think it's important to be able to give that to everyone. And it's great that we're like in an underserved area of town that is providing this amazing cuisine. Every day we meet somebody that's never had quote unquote fancy food.
Yeah.
And food is passion. Food is love. Food is family. And to have somebody for the first time have, you know, a rack of lamb or a creme brulee, and they're emotional. Really, they're very moved.
And you guys just make it so worth it. You know, I think, I'm looking at this
wrap
place that you just came out with, and it's just gorgeous. It just says I've got fresh ingredients all over, and, you know,
absolutely.
Come eat me. Matt, are you going to be all right?
I'm going to be okay. I mean, I'm a little overwhelmed.
If we could get some utensils, that'd be great.
The kid's getting a little woozy here.
I love the question about what's next for Stephen Schultz.
I
love that.
You know, the guy's, you know, he's over there with these big wigs in Europe. You know, he's running, you know, those guys for a while, and he's seen it.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, one of these days he's going to snap and go all French or something like that.
Right.
But as you pointed out, you know, making one restaurant work is plenty of work, I'll tell you now.
And I tell you, talk about plenty of work. One of the things I love to do is just sit at the bar and just watch Stephen work, because he's a manifestation of work.
Oh,
watching your husband work
is
a thrill. There's a lot of hardworking chefs in town. He's got to be one of the hardest working, and you can tell he loves his craft because, I mean, it's like dinner and a show when you're sitting here watching him
do
his thing. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Now, does he just come home and crash? Does he like to have a little nip at the end of the day, you know, a little whiskey or a little brandy, perhaps?
Gosh, no.
Or does he just crash?
No, he likes wine. No whiskey.
Imagine that. All right. Well, you know, he'll grow. I mean, wine is wonderful. We'll get him into the whiskey thing here. But anyway, you brought out some things for us to try.
Yes.
This is a lovely survey of the kinds of things we've been talking about. Real food. Food with passion.
Mm-hmm.
Food with emotion. Food with spirit.
Right.
Food with style. The color. You know, plating, Mike, the appearance of food is so much an important part of the culinary experience. Oh, my gosh, he's here.
This guy brought a nice
he's
piece
here.
Of dish here.
Who's he's this? Here. All right. Oh,
well,
my
I've
goodness.
Seen this guy before.
Okay. It is just a huge thrill for me to welcome to this show the man of the hour, the man who makes the entire program here at the center of the plate work. He is executive chef
owner, and the pride of Saguaro High School, Chef Stephen Schultz is in the house. Stephen, how are you?
Beautiful.
Good.
For you to back away from the kitchen and sit with us, I mean, we're not worthy to have you with the microphone on. I mean,
I'm
you're
worthy
a busy
of this
guy.
Fish. I'm going to eat a piece of this. What is this, man? This is gorgeous.
That's that's one of my signature dishes. It's the Cabrilla sea bass.
Oh, man.
It's actually fresh from Rocky Point.
What is this?
It has avocado.
This sauce is gorgeous.
Avocado heart of palm tapenade. Has artichoke risotto and a basil verblanc.
Oh, man.
Okay. Is
there any garlic in it?
this dish doesn't really have a lot in garlic in it.
Huh. Oh, man.
But we have a lot of more garlicky dishes.
I mean, right away, you can taste the story that Marty was talking about. Taste the emotion.
Right.
You know, a man who knows how the beautiful flavor profiles work together to create almost a palette of new flavor experiences when they're all arriving together at the same time. Just gorgeous. And this is actually from Puerto Penasco?
Yes.
Yeah.
As fresh as
that
fresh can be.
What about timing on a dish like this? You know, to bring this, get this out hot in front of everybody and have it perfect. You know, how long is it from your pan to the plate? To the table, maybe?
Oh,
I mean, it's got to be a matter of
just
a couple
of
minutes.
It just depends. You know, some people, the way the tickets are coming in, you know, it could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know,
but I think it's just fantastic.
Absolutely gorgeous. I believe this is one of the dishes that's on the chalkboard tonight, right?
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
A gorgeous dish. So where are we going next, Chef?
Oh, this is our crispy soft shell crab. It's fried, so it's crispy. It has a seaweed salad. Has a ginger soy beurre blanc sauce with cilantro, and it has a little baby salad comes with it, and with a little soy vinaigrette on it.
Soy vinaigrette. I love soft shell. And you know, and you don't see, you don't really
where do you
see
get
soft
it?
Shell.
Where do you get it?
On menus around town.
That's
anymore.
Hard, man. Where do you source this?
I have a couple
secret.
Of really great seafood companies.
This is secret. Yeah. There we go.
And you know what's really great about our soft shell crab that a lot of people order it for is that it doesn't have flour. You'll find that most of our menu is gluten free.
Uh-huh.
Actually over 95% of our menu is gluten free. We don't use flour.
You have to be kidding me.
All of our sauces are natural. They're French. They're French technique sauces made with a pure reduction of whatever they're like, veal or chicken or so we do use butter, and we use a lot of extra virgin olive oil, but we don't use any flour or anything.
Well,
really.
Chef, you know,
never
sometimes
do
sometimes cornstarch. We'll, like if we're gonna dip something, it needs to be like the crab. We do dip in cornstarch. But
does garlic scare anybody? You know,
I was worried about that one.
I grew up in the Midwest, and you know, my mom said, "Oh, we're getting garlic! Holy cow!"
You know,
what is garlic? Is it
I was actually worried about that when we first opened the restaurant. I thought that too much garlic, people would not want to come here. But it was actually the opposite. That drew much more people in having the garlic.
Now, I asked Marty a quick question before you came on. I want to know how much garlic you guys are going through every week here. I want to know. I mean, we probably
go through. 10,
are you on the phone with the folks in Gilroy? What is it?
10 to 15 pounds a day of peeled garlic.
Pounds.
Holy cow.
Peeled
10
garlic
to 15 pounds of peeled garlic a day.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely beautiful. All right,
we're
going to continue our tasting journey here in a minute, but the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Wild Garlic Grill gift certificate. First person that sends me a note with the right answer to our trivia question is going to get a Wild Garlic Grill gift certificate to come on in here and enjoy. Marty, have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I did.
You did. Let's
sound a little diabolical, Chef.
Let's
here.
Do
what
do
you got? Her, what do you got her doing?
Oh gosh, where did we write it down? Didn't I send it to you?
Well, it could be anything. It could be anything you want it to be.
I got one if you want.
All right. What do you have?
Well, what part of the world did garlic really come from? Where did it all start? Where's the most garlic in the world?
Did you find it? Is there one definitive answer to that, Mike Rapp?
Well, it's a large area, so I think you're going to get a winner quick.
Okay, so where did garlic originate? Where in the world did garlic become garlic? Did it arrive on the scene? Good question. Chef, what do you say? Do you know the answer to the question? You're not eligible. Put your phone down, Chef.
Yeah.
You're not eligible. But anyway, that's a good question.
Yeah. What part of the world? How about that?
What part of the world did garlic come from, the origination of garlic? If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is getting a Wild Garlic Grill gift card. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors and then wrap it up with the Chef Stephen Schultz and Marty Gordine Schultz talking about the rest of our menu in this live broadcast from the Wild Garlic Grill. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tucson, are you finding it tough to get rid of those extra holiday pounds that you put on?
Maybe you've noticed a little too much wiggle in your walk. Well, there's no better time of year than right now to get up, get moving, and get over to personal trainer Nancy Russell, the official trainer for On the Menu Live. Certified by the American Council on Exercise, the nation's predominant personal training authority, Nancy works with every age group at every fitness level to customize a plan to meet your personal goals, whether it's building strength, balance, endurance, toning and definition, or just overall well-being. Call Nancy Russell today to find out how you can get a personal training session absolutely free. Call 237-9160. That's 237-9160. Your first step towards a new you now.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH, live from our live broadcast from the Wild Garlic Grill with our celebrity co-host, a man who has a new love affair with the Cabrilla. Mr. Mike Rapp.
I got a bromance with you, buddy. Sure. I got to hang out with you more. This is unbelievable.
Now, what did you think about I saw you doing a little sip of the garlic teeny with that Cabrilla sea bass. What do you think about that? Because it looked like it was actually pretty off the hook pairing.
Well, back east, you know, they'll sit there, they'll sit you in a steakhouse and they'll give you scotch. You're going to drink scotch and you're going to drink meat. Yeah, but out here, particularly in this context, what he's come up with is something that has so many different possibilities. I mean, look at this plate. You got everything from a great looking kale to a variety of good veggies. A beautiful flower garnish.
Almost looks like a little hibiscus.
He can work with these materials for the rest of his life.
Yeah, exactly.
And not get bored.
And when you have real, honest food, really it just all comes together.
But then we start thinking about bringing that beverage like your original question was. It gets even better.
Just takes it up to a whole other notch. Now, we don't have time, unfortunately, to taste through the rest, but Monty, why don't you tell us what else we have on the menu that you had brought out for us? All these pictures, again, are going to be up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, Twitter, everywhere On the Menu Live is, but what else we got going on here?
So this is one of our chef specials. It's the New Zealand rack of lamb.
We've had this dish.
I haven't.
That is a very beautiful, delicate dish. It really exhibits his talent. The sauce is...
Gee, I wonder what it tastes like, Matt.
Buy your own show, Mike. Anyway, Mike, why don't you go in on this
one? Well, I'm just going to grab a little bit of this.
That's entirely appropriate.
And just take a little bit of this. What is this beautiful reduction that's in here? It's a gorgeous...
It almost looks like it's kind of a wine reduction.
It's a wine.
It looks like a Cabernet reduction, perhaps.
This is fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to try a little bit of it myself, now that you have returned the plate with me with great resistance. What's your take on that lamb, Mike Rapp?
What a bright initial flavor. And, you know, you're introduced to the sauce, and then comes that fresh lamb flavor.
It's like different chapters.
Just a little bit
of the same
story.
Sure,
you go through a little bit of the fat and then the big protein and, you know, with all the, oh.
And the wonderful herbs, the fresh herbs that have been used. But anyway, we...
What if I gnaw on this for a while?
What else do we need to know about the Wild Garlic Grill here? Oh, we have a new guest.
Hi, and we have here our pan-seared foie gras. It's served with crispy fried onions, a small salad of greens, fresh fruit, berries with a gall apple and pear reduction.
Foie gras, Mike Rapp. She said foie gras.
I'm going to fall over. So you do this every week?
Every Saturday at 5 o'clock. But we only choose the good restaurants, trust me.
But look at this ahi, too.
All right. I can guarantee you that we will not be broadcasting from Applebee's next Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Holy cow.
But anyway, a gorgeous dish. What else we got going on here?
This is our ahi carpaccio. It's ahi tuna rolled in cracked black pepper. It's then seared rare. It's sliced, served over a small salad of field greens. It's garnished with seaweed salad and dressed with a ginger soy vinaigrette.
Oh, wow.
Now, you're one of the servers here, I would imagine, because you just delivered that with poetry. How many times are you going to be able to recite that line tonight to a very full house here at Wild Garlic Grill?
Probably about 20 times or so.
Okay.
Maybe more.
Great.
Look at the prep on this, man.
Yeah, look at that. And then you talk about just seared, just a very delicate, quick sear, because you don't want to do anything to compromise that beautiful ruby redness of that gorgeous fish. Mike,
that's right.
What do you think?
It's almost like a beef, the way they've got it going here. It is just...
Absolutely beautiful.
Can I aspirate a little of this, or will I choke? I know that's how you drink wine. You put inhale it, but I don't know if I could do that. This is fantastic.
Isn't this such a, it's a glorious experience. Now, I do have to ask you, a lot of the dishes that come out of that kitchen actually have a beautiful garnish of, it almost looks like a taro chip or something like that, like a tortilla
chip. Yeah, what is that?
It's almost like an iconic touch of Chef Steven coming on every dish. What is this?
Yes, it is taro. It's the chef's signature garnish. We make them in-house. They're lightly fried, and he uses the smaller pieces as snacks up at the bar.
Does he roll that
so
out,
he uses the big, beautiful pieces like you see on the dishes, the long, interesting shape pieces.
Tell me your name.
My name is Tiana.
Tiana, come in and see Tiana. you're doing your own taro chips in-house? Isn't it easier to just go to the store and buy taro chips?
No.
You can't find them anywhere. They're very hard to find.
Yeah, I'm sure. What about the service here? You know, we talk a lot about food on, you know, foodie shows, but the people who bring it to you and do a pro job of it, unreal.
Yeah.
Just awesome here.
Service is at the center of everything they do here at the Wild Garlic Grill. Anyway, our time, unfortunately, has come to an end, but Monty, Gordy, and Schultz, tell everybody exactly when you are open, your hours of operation, so people can come experience this throughout the week.
Sure. So we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. We are open at 11 a.m. on Sundays, but we do close at 9 p.m. We are closed every Monday, for the exception of during Gem Show. We'll be opening those Mondays.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Absolutely. And where can people learn more about you? I know you have a great Facebook audience, a huge community of Monty Gordine Schultz fans.
Definitely on our website, wildgarlicgrill.com. Of course, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Send me a smoke signal.
Anyway, I want to thank you and Stephen for everything
you
that you have done in this community. And thank you so much for presenting your story to us and giving us the privilege to tell that story. Monty Gordine Schultz, thank you so much for everything.
My pleasure.
And Mike Rapp, Tucson Morning News, 104.1.
Oh, Matt.
Everything good must come to an end, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay here. You're going to have to drag me home tonight. But I'll be listening to you first thing Monday morning at 6 a.m.
I'll throw you over my shoulder. I'm not scared of that. You're not that big a guy.
And everybody listen to me. I get a chance to be on Mike Rapp's show every Friday at about 07:47 or so.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show will be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live! Woo! The Wild Garlic Grill.